This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Now, obviously, Jamie would love to come out of these games with a gold medal and some lucrative contracts. Basically, every athlete there would love to be the next Bruce Jenner, Mary Lou Retton, and, you know, that swimmer guy.
Michael Phelps fuels up with the mega tasty Subway Turkey Melt, a protein-packed powerhouse on freshly baked bread, so he can get to where the action is this winter.
You don't have to be a gold medal winner to be a champion. It starts with one simple act every day. And for me, that's my multivitamin from GNC.
I put in a lot of years and put away a lot of Wheaties, because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting and good for you.
Take it from Bruce Jenner. Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
But sports agent Evan Morgenstein says winning gold is just one step in securing an endorsement deal. And even that is not always a guarantee. He is CEO of PMG Sports, which represents hundreds of athletes, including nine current Olympians. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Is it possible to know ahead of time who is going to end up being able to reap something out of this?
Not usually. I mean, not to the passive follower. My business is representing Olympic athletes. I recruit talent. I can see talent. And I usually recruit people based on their stories. So somebody that has a really interesting story, a compelling story, hopefully they're going to have performance at the Olympic Games. And then that becomes really the total package.
Is there any way to just kind of generalize what a successful Olympic athlete can make following their performance?
Yeah, I think the difference is two things. Number one, I think it's based on the sport that they're in. So if you're in one of the big sports, let's say swimming, track and field, or gymnastics, and you hit big like Nastia Lukin did in 2008, you are much more likely to have not only significant deals offered to you, but to have longevity. Hmm. And Nastia has 9 or 10 sponsors that she's had for the last 4 years. That's almost unheard of. But as an example, if you are the Olympic gold medalist in table tennis, you unfortunately, unless you know you're got some crazy story that nobody's ever heard of before, you're going to probably be focused on the endemics, the paddle companies, the apparel companies, things like that. And then the subset of that, unfortunately, is let's say you win your gold medal in swimming the day that Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps battle to a world record and they both get it. They tie for the world record. I promise you, your gold medal will never be merchandised because nobody will ever hear about it.
So when you're talking to some of these athletes about trying to capitalize on this experience, what is your advice to them in terms of how they might make themselves more valuable once it's all over with? Aside from, of course, winning a gold medal.
Right. You know, look, that's what everybody wants, but unfortunately not everybody's going to win a gold medal.
Right.
And I've had plenty of non-gold medalists make money as well. But I start off by telling people, don't drunk tweet. Everybody's watching.
You really need to tell them that?
Oh, absolutely. These are kids. They're kids, you know, because most of their friends aren't athletes. You know, you have to pay attention to that. Social media, basically what it does is it exposes the athlete to a significant audience, which is great on a very immediate basis and in a very intimate way. The flip side of that is if you don't have your best day in life, which could mean anything, somebody's going to take a picture of it and tweet it, and all of a sudden it's going to be everywhere. So, you know, I share that with people first and foremost, but I also tell people in terms of making themselves more marketable, instead of saying, how much money am I going to make? You know, you need to answer questions for me such as, are you a good public speaker? Do you have any idea how you want to communicate your story? Do you know exactly why people would even be interested in you? Do you know the history of your sport? These are things that seem so basic, but if someone doesn't say it, nobody's going to pay attention to it.
When you talk to athletes who are on their way to the Olympics, obviously the games are all about personal accomplishment. But I think for a lot of them, it's also, you know, hopefully I'm the one who ends up on the Wheaties box or, you know, something similar.
Sure.
But that is really a very, very, very small number of people.
Well, actually, that's not true.
No?
No, it's not true. So what happens is whether it's Wheaties or Kellogg's or any company non-cereal oriented, most of these companies have made all of their deals prior to the Olympics, and they're ready if one of the people that they've signed hits and hits big. So those deals are all done prior to the Olympics.
Before any medals are handed out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they need to be prepared. They have to have artwork done, legal approval. The decision on who actually is going to get the Wheaties box is not made until after the Olympics.
Huh. So these athletes have an idea of what kind of bank they might get.
Well, I mean, that's just one deal. You know, I mean, there's no – I tell people I've never been involved with an athlete where they did one deal where they're ready to retire.
Yeah.
Nor was I with my small percentage of what I make from that deal. You know, it's a volume business. We are in a volume business. Unfortunately, the financial system of the Olympics is just a mess. There is truly no trickle down of any substance for the athletes. The IOC splits billions of dollars, but the athletes get the shaft, and that's an unfortunate reality.
Hmm. Evan Morgenstein is CEO of PMG Sports. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It was nice speaking with you.